Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show 596 in our original It's Your Business series. If you're looking ahead, 600 is next Wednesday.
Wow.
Some of my favorite people are in our show this hour, and it's divided by Fox Business News on the half hour. We want to keep Rev busy in this hour. And in fact, we're going to give away... You got to save me a couple of tickets, so to the Great Plains Golf Expo.
Well, no, Bill, because if the listeners want them, they come first.
They come first?
You are just out of luck, dude.
336-1320, but maybe with Tom
I still
Walsh
like you and all, but you're out of luck.
Chris Cheddar and Mike Malaska coming in at 10:30. We'll be able to talk about it. But we've got another star athlete that joins us in this part of the show. He's Marvin Smoot. Plastic Surgery Associates of South Dakota and...
Spencer, Iowa.
I'll tell you what. I keep hearing about the commercials that you're doing, that you're trying to replace me as the businessman in Sioux Falls. What am I going to do with you?
You know, there's no way I could ever replace you.
You wouldn't
even
want
to. Loss for words. You're probably right there more than anything. It's funny because... you know, it's one of those things. Sioux Falls is such a great market to be part of and such a great community to be part of. And people do recognize you. A lot of times people wouldn't put my voice with my face unless they know me. You know, but a lot of times they see me in that suit. So I heard from one of my reps the other day. He walked in. He's like, I heard the commercial that you did targeting men. Because that was great. I listened to it and it made me think about it. And I was like, hey, well, you know what? Then we did our job. And it's all thanks to Bill Zortman.
Oh, you're such a gentleman. And we even picked the same kind of suits today. We each picked the pinstripe. Yours fits a little better. What have you been doing, son?
Well, just trying to get healthy. And that's the nice thing. You know, we talk about being an independent and that we work with both Sanford and Avera. And I've seen a lot of people having success with the Sanford profile plan. And I tried to do it, I've decided to do it, and I've been on it just now 2.5 weeks or so, and I'm down about 30 pounds. And, you know, I didn't think I needed to lose 30 until I lost 30. And now I feel really good. The other part of it is I'm thinking, well, geez, if I keep losing weight and I have any of this excess skin, you know, I know where to go to get rid of it, too.
I'll bet you do.
Absolutely.
I'll bet you do. Well, you can appreciate the push that Tom Walsh and Chris Cheddar and Mike Malaska are doing and all the people with the exercise and the golf courses here trying to put fitness with golf, and that's something that the old guys are saying, I ride my cart and I have my 19th hole. What else do I need?
Exactly. Well, I thought, I saw Tom on a commercial yesterday, and I believe it was a banking commercial, but they threw the tagline in there about the fitness at the end. And I think it's such a great idea. I mean, we have such wonderful golf courses within this community. And I think a lot of people, unless you're like me who drives from, you know, from rough to rough to rough from each side of the fairway, I don't think a lot of people get to appreciate it. Do you appreciate the beauty of say, like a Spring Creek? What a gorgeous up and down course. And I think that a promotion like this to get people, hey, we want to get you golfing, which is an exciting social event. It's a lifelong sport. It's a great fitness sport. But get that involved with a workout. I'll tell you what, people are going to be in great shape. And we're not going to be in Milwaukee. We're not going to be broad eating, beer drinking, you know, fattest city in America. We're number 5 romantic city in the country right now.
Wow.
And I think it'll just help that.
All right, plastic surgery. That's what we're here to talk about. Sorry, we went a little different direction.
Hey, it's health.
It is health, and that's exactly right. And one thing that people know is that with Plastic Surgery Associates of Spencer, Iowa, and...
South Dakota.
It's not going to be Hollywood glitz. As you say, men are involved, women are involved, and you guys sit down with and talk to them about being practical and fitting in the way they want to.
Absolutely. You know, and a big part of it is listening, is just listening. We have a lot of people that will come here, and I have this conversation a lot, even with my nurses. They'll say that, you know, so-and-so wants to come here and maybe have a breast augmentation. And one of the things we have to say to them is, you know, make sure you listen to really what they want, because they may not just need an augmentation. They may need something else, like a breast lift, which is called a mastopexy. But we listen to what people want, because it's a lot about timing as well. And now that we're getting into that springtime, we'll say, well, why do you want to have this procedure? Well, I want to look good for, you know, my kid's graduation is coming up, and I want to make sure that I feel better and I look good about the big parties that we're going to have for high school graduation and college graduation. We have to listen to that. And this is going to sound weird, but we have to tell them, well, that's not really going to help you now to have the surgery, because we're too close to that. You're not going to be fully healed. You're not going to feel as good as you want to feel, you know, listening to that, but then going, what really drives this? Have you had weight loss, significant weight loss recently? Have you had, you know, a lot of times change in life, or the kids are out of the home and they want to rekindle that relationship again? We listen to those things and help them get what they actually want. Because sometimes when people watch doctors or they watch Dr. Oz, they think they know what they want after watching a TV show that sometimes popularizing one product. When they come in and talk with us, they get the full range of benefit of talking with a board certified plastic surgeon. And then they have a full understanding of what's going to actually happen along this journey for them.
Marvin Smoot, Plastic Surgery Associates of South Dakota.
In Spencer, Iowa.
You answer your own phones.
Absolutely.
You take them A to Z as far as the planning is concerned. Somebody calls in today, what do they do?
Well, somebody calls in, like again, more often than not, people are looking online and they're talking with people. They're trying to find out really what they want, or they know about themselves in a place that maybe they want to improve. And they give us a call and we get them in for that consultation. And again, that consultation may be straightforward. Yep, you look like you want a breast augmentation. That looks perfect. We're going to do before pictures so that way you can see before, you can see after. We can work with you on those. We'll get you in for surgery, whether it's at a local hospital or within our own ambulatory surgery center, to increase that anonymity, because people still want that anonymity locally. They want to look like they've had plastic surgery, but not necessarily let people know that they've had plastic surgery. Then we help them through the recovery. We see them afterwards, and then we do years of follow-up. And when it comes to elective surgeries, say somebody has a breast augmentation and they have a little touch-up. Sometimes you get like what'll be called a dog ear. It'll be just in a little extension of a fold of skin. We're not going to charge you to come back in and make that perfect. We want to make that right. You know, we're going to make sure we follow through that journey so that you're ultimately very happy with the decision that you made. And really, people can consult, and within 4 to 6 weeks, they can have surgery and be on the road to recovery.
You have a website, state-of-the-art website. How do they get to it?
Well, it's easy to go, plasticsurgeryassociatesofsd.com. And there's many things you can do at our website. One, you can see your physician bios. Our physician bios are actually videotaped bios that we have in there that allows you to get to know your physician. Let me put it that way. You know, we think of them as ours, but they really are everybody's physicians. And you can see where they've come from. You can see questions like, why did you choose plastic surgery? Or what did you do before that? And you can see small town guys, farm guys, and then local guys that went to O'Gorman, and just hear their journey. It's quite amazing. And it really gives you an idea of, hey, I want to have him as my doctor. And that's what we're seeing. But you can also ask questions. You can ask questions of the docs. You can schedule consultations. And now you can pay bills or set up payments. You know, that's the thing about us, is we're not just a cash business. We actually, 60% of our work is for people that need medical attention, whether it's breast reconstruction, reductions, burns, dog bites, lacerations. There's everything that we take care of, even down to mandible fractures. People don't realize that if somebody falls and hits their jaw and breaks it, we're there to take care of them. But there's going to be insurance money that's going to pay some of it, but we have our co-pays or we have our deductibles, and you can pay those right online. You don't even have to come in. You don't have to make the trip or waste a stamp. You can do all that through the website, all in the comfort of your own home.
Phone number, website, information. I figured that we better put that in. Some of the people in the office are going to say, Marvin, you need to mention the website information.
Absolutely. You know, it's plasticsurgeryassociatesofsd.com. You can call us at 335-3349 locally. You can follow us on Facebook. You can even follow us on Twitter if you like that. And a lot of the stuff on Facebook and Twitter is informational stuff. You'll see we're part of the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, and we really promote a lot of the stories that they put out there, because they're what are called best practices. They're tried and true. They're not just the what's new, what's hot, what may not work, you know, in 5 years, but it's those things that we know are going to work for our patients.
So you wonder what kind of questions he gets online. We're going to share them. We're not putting any names out, so we have no HIPAA problems there. And we're also going to be talking about what's coming this summer. Why is it such a big deal with Plastic Surgery Associates? Wow, the music there, and it was selected by Marvin Smoot, Plastic Surgery Associates. Is that what you do? Is dance to that all day?
Sometimes you just got to rock out while you're going across Sioux Falls. Man, I'm a 103.7 guy all the way, and I've listened to Rev for a long time. So when I came in, I said, I was listening to Rage Against the Machine on the way here. We got to have a little Bulls on Parade. And he obliged. Thank you.
One of the last shows we did was with Dr. David Shields.
Yes.
And we talked a little bit about they found a cancer in my ear. They did the work. It's hard to see it right now, but you guys were standing by if you needed to fill that hole with an earring or whatever it was you were going to fill it with.
Cow tag.
And as I was telling the story to a good friend of ours in this building, it's not 103.7, but it's the big country, you know, Chris Carter said, I've got a story that I should share, and... If you will, you know, this was something that affected your life. You were a little concerned, and it has a tie to Plastic Surgery Associates.
Right, yeah. I was, all of my adult life, I've been getting checked for skin cancer because I'm a pretty moly guy. You know, they would do the biopsies, and they all came back negative. And I would tell my brothers that they needed to get checked, and my brother ended up being diagnosed with malignant melanoma, and he called me and said, hey, I should have gotten checked when you told me to because I have malignant melanoma. He said, but you'll be fine because you still get checked, right? And I said, well, I haven't in a while. So I went in to see a dermatologist, which I'd never seen a dermatologist. And he saw two spots that he wanted to test, and they both came back positive for malignant melanoma. And I said, okay, so what should I do? He said, well, you need to get a surgeon. We'll get you a surgeon. He said, and I have to tell you, with the one spot, the only place I would go is to Plastic Surgery and Associates. It's a difficult spot. And so I was trying to weigh what I was going to do, and I have a friend who's a doctor. And I asked him, I said, hey, I have this spot. Where should I, who would you recommend? And he said, Dr. Bright. I wouldn't go anywhere but Dr. Bright for where that is. So I went in, I talked to Dr. Bright, I spent some time, we did some, you know, preliminary work, and I went and had, on the same day, I had surgery on both my legs to remove malignant melanoma. So I had malignant melanoma times two, and it was right on the shin, which is very difficult, and that's why they suggested Dr. Bright, and he did a great job, and he said, well, once we get in there, we'll find out how far we have to go, and it could be very delicate. And it was, but it worked out. He was very happy the way it came out. I didn't have to have skin grafts or anything, and that was the fear. And I went back to my doctor friend, and I said, what do you think? He said, we couldn't have done that here. So it was, it really worked out to go see Dr. Bright, and it was a great experience. It was the follow-up care, and I had to go in a lot, and it just was, it was always a nice place to go, and I always felt really comfortable there.
I'm speechless.
No, not you.
Yeah. Well, you know, and this is, you know, it's part of being part of that clinic is people don't realize how often we get to be part. Like I said, this is one of those emotional times because, you know,
I've never seen Marvin quite this way, but your story hit me the same way, Chris, when we talked about it. And we are going to be doing a return visit with Dr. Shields, with Marvin as well at the end of March. And like to have you be here because we're going to talk about the importance of doing something with skin cancer, taking care of yourself. That's going to be something that we look forward to. Marvin, the testimonial you just got this morning from Chris, that you helped his life, helped his family, is why plastic surgery has been with their locally trained physicians, those people that have reputations, and the gal that's coming this summer from Nebraska that has another specialty. Just what you do for the family.
Well, absolutely. You know, this is touching. This was on the fly, and it's one of those things that people don't realize that you get to be part of, because I make the joke that we're not boobs, butts, and Botox, but we are, you know, we're there to help people. And this is just choking me up because I'm looking at this guy right here.
And you listen to him all the time. Well, when you're not listening to Rev on 103.7. But, you know, we're glad you're here. What you give back to the community and the positives we hear about you and Doc and the changes that have been made on Big Country, God bless you guys. You know, if you guys don't take care of yourselves and set an example, who will? And you sharing that story with Marvin this morning, I've seen him do maybe hours and hours of broadcasting. I've never seen Marvin, even Coach Young wasn't able to make him go that direction, talking about what a great person he is. But you did. You touched him, Chris. And it's just kind of what plastic surgery does. It leaves us speechless. And in radio, you're not supposed to be speechless, but it tells a story.
Well, and it certainly speaks to the quality that they have, that Plastic Surgery and Associates gives forth, for two doctors to say that's the only place in town I would go. That is the only place that can do what needs to be done, and it worked. It obviously saved my life.
Well, you know, the technical piece of it too is funny, because people would say, well, it's just on the shin. Why is that a difficult place? But you got to remember, there's not a lot of blood flow there. The skin is very thin. And what can happen is, if that's not closed appropriately, you can get an infection and people will lose legs. I mean, people don't realize how important it is to care in especially those areas of thin skin. You'll see it after radiation, but when it's just naturally occurring on your body, a lot can go wrong if it's not treated appropriately. And now that I've gathered myself, I mean, what a great story. And I know that these guys feel the same way as I do. It touches them emotionally. And for them to be able to, you know, take that C word, that just ugly C word away from people is something that is so vital and so important to them. And I appreciate it. Like I said, this was spur of the moment. And the fact that I can be part of a group that has touched people's lives that I care about and that this community cares about, it is extremely moving. So thank you very much.
You bet.
And I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank Dr. Bright for me.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, we've talked about Dr. Bright. Do you want to do another Bright about a physician coming this summer and another specialty?
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking at Dr. Murphy coming to town. Dr. Jill Murphy. We talk about our South Dakota physicians and how happy we are about the sensibility that they have. You know, Dr. Murphy brings that same thing. She's small town Nebraska. Small town Nebraska is much different than small town South Dakota. She's going to be trained in the most up-to-date techniques. And there's something out there called a deep flap. It's DIEP, and it's a breast reconstructive technique that actually only South Dakota, or only Plastic Surgery Associates of South Dakota can do. It's one of those, it's a new technique. Instead of a person going through breast reconstruction that has to have multiple surgeries, they can get their breast reconstructed in this one surgery, and she brings that to the table. Her and Dr. Bright will be the only ones in South Dakota that can do it when she arrives, and we're extremely excited about that. She's bringing her husband, who's another physician. So what Plastic Surgery Associates has brought to Sioux Falls, we've brought a quality surgeon in Dr. Murphy, and we've brought a quality physician in Dr. Cameron Murphy, her husband. Both of them are excited to be here in Sioux Falls, and we just can't wait to that August 1st date when they're here and see what Sioux Falls can do for them as well.
Chris, what do you think of how he recovered? That's not
pretty
easy
good,
to do,
yeah.
Is it?
I was well done. Well done.
You know, I can shove my emotions down like any man.
Well, I think you understand that it's more than just talking on the radio. It's all about what we can do for people that need help. And that's what we have found with the Plastic Surgery Associates. When they found the cancer with me, it was not, thank heavens, what they found with you, Chris. And I was scared to go in and face it. And, of course, I had my wife telling me, you should have taken care of this 18 months ago, which never helps. But, you know, it worked out. And hopefully we help people to go in and get checked if you have a spot on your skin, whether it be what I had, which was a lot easier than what Chris had. But that's what our show's going to be. I think the date is the 28th of March, if you guys would put it on your calendar.
Absolutely.
And Dr. Shields is going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about skin cancer for the summer as we go into April. All right. One last time. You're composed.
I am.
You're ready to roll.
I
and
am.
You can go back and you can say, what a wonderful story we heard. And it will be on podcast.
Oh, this is
by
great.
By Monday. So it'll be something people say, Marvin did what on the air? they will not believe that.
How such a big deal out of it, Bill.
I know.
That's all right.
Marvin did, so did I. But how do they reach you at Plastic Surgery Associates?
You can call us at 605-335-3349, or you can get to us through our website at www.plasticsurgeryassociatesofsd.com.
Thank you very much, Chris. Thanks for the story. Glad you're still with us.
Thank you very much.
There's so many people out there that feel the same way. When we come back, we're going to visit with Chris Cheddar, Mike Malaska, and a guy named Walsh who has a plan for golf in South Dakota. All a part of It's Your Business. Welcome back to It's Your Business. We're about to talk golf, but we got a little business that we like to do. We need to take a photo, and there's a bunch of photos being taken again this morning. Imagine with the folks that we have in the studio that we're taking photos and signing autographs. Make you want to stay around. Craig Marquardt, they wanted your autograph too, Craig.
I can be over in 20 minutes.
There you go.
There's, of course, I think there might be some value to your autograph, though, so they just get yours.
There you go. Of course, Craig is Advanta Mortgage, senior loan officer, and we always like to get the snapshot of the day. So what are you showing this morning?
Well, Bill, I don't have great news today because mortgage rates are at their highest that they have been in a month. And this is a trend that's been seen across the country. And right now, the mortgage-backed securities are not moving in the direction that everybody thought that they were going to be going. And so the typical cues of where the rates are going to go are not, they're not going in the same direction as what we had thought. So unfortunately, the rates have moved up across the country, and we're also seeing it over here in Sioux Falls as well. And so today, the Fannie Mae conventional 30-year fixed rate is at 4.50% with an APR of 4.648%. So they're about an eighth of a percent higher than they were on Monday and about a quarter percent higher than they were last week.
To 18.7, what's that mean?
We always have an on-call mortgage banker. And that means that Jordan Olson this week will be on call. And if you call after 5 or on the weekend, you'll be rerouted to him, his cell phone number, and he can answer any questions, help you apply online, or even determine what a house payment might be if you're out looking for houses.
All right, Craig Marquardt, senior loan officer at Vanna Mortgage. Mortgage bankers you can count on. Craig, have a good weekend.
You too, Bill.
All right, this is an old news trick, a news conference scheduled for this afternoon at 1 o'clock. I get all the principals in here. I want the goodies on what's going on. Tom Walsh sitting here with his Burger King shirt. Then he's got a legend right beside him in Chris Cheddar, Mr. Hogan's favorite, if I might add. And then we got a guy whose last name sounds like Alaska that lives in Arizona, 2011 PGA Teacher of the Year.
Good morning, Bill.
You like your cast of characters today?
Well, I'm their chauffeur.
That's what you said.
Yes. I think babysitter, too.
now I have to tell you that I was doing the press to get him on. I'm not like Ovidin and Henriksen. You know, you run from the airport, get here, and you get 4 minutes on with these guys this afternoon or yesterday afternoon. But it was nice to have the fact that I'm going to be able to visit with the two people that we've been talking about since December 11th. And you're kind of proud of these two people.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Chris has been an influence in this community through golf and fitness forever. And Mike has become a dear friend. And his vision as far as taking golf to another level and the importance of fitness is just a natural blend for what we're doing with Great Life.
All right, Chris. Your stats, 2 wins, 10 runner-ups, 50 top 10s, just under $3 million in career earnings. So you bought Great Life? Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm out of here.
Now, I also saw you tried the Legends, and you played one event, finished second to Rosie...
Yeah, but I've been playing on the Legends Tour now for a few years.
So you need to update your website.
See, oh, I do? Okay, thank you.
I'll do that later.
Yeah, but I have to tell you what I read about the great Mr. Hogan and your tie to him and the book that you wrote that just makes it pretty important. What would he think of a project like Great Life, combining family, the golf, and the fitness?
Oh, I think he would think it was a fantastic idea. Just exposing more people to golf, that's what I'm so excited about, is making golf and fitness affordable for so many more people.
Now, as I understand, you had two hip replacement surgeries, okay? People in golf have injuries of all kinds. They don't swing as easy as what I was reading that Mike was teaching, you know, learn to walk first and then figure out how to do it. But it is important for those people listening, regardless of whether they're 65 like some guy that sells burgers is, or...
You weren't supposed to say that.
I'm sorry about that. Or somebody that's just starting.
You only look like you're 64, Tom.
But fitness fits in this project, and you don't normally hear that.
Absolutely. Well, and golf is a very one-sided sport, so there's a lot of wear and tear injuries. And I know that if I had been in better shape and stronger before I started having injuries, I might have not had them. So I think it's so important for golfers to, you know, strengthen their shoulders, their backs, their core. Because I think you can avoid a lot of those injuries. And really, when I started having problems and had to do the strengthening exercises, it turned out to be a blessing in disguise because I got stronger and gained a lot of distance on the golf course.
Mike Malaska is the worldwide director of the Nicklaus Golf Academy, and he basically says start your fitness routine by learning to walk. I thought we knew how to walk. But a great life is about being healthy. It's about being able to do what you want. If we get people interested in moving, then the great life is being able to take the advantage of whatever you want to do and feel good about it. Is that a pretty good essence of what you do and you've done it?
Yeah, that's basically it. I mean, when you look at movement, when you talk about walking, when you said, well, I thought I knew how to walk, well, what really happens is the body breaks down and you don't walk correctly. So your fitness program can be as simple as learning how to walk correctly. It's been a big part of my life. I've been involved with it now for 35 or 40 years, the whole fitness side of the game and of people in general and how to train them and what the body does and doesn't do. So there's a lot of things out there that are misconceptions, both in the golf swing and in the fitness industry, about what you really need to do. And I think when we start talking about injuries where Chris was, there's so many people out there trying to do things in their golf swings that either they are physically incapable of doing or don't really matter. And they get hurt because of that. So golf really is a motion, is a great evaluator in an overall movement pattern for people in general, as long as you're doing what your body is capable of doing. So we're going to have an impact with this stuff.
We're going to get back to the driver in a minute, but you know he's busy writing notes to the agency right now. So
he's writing his name down.
What is that about?
He doesn't want to forget his name.
No, yeah, that only happens at night. Some of the things that we're thinking about. You know, we've got that golf expo coming up this weekend, and we at Great Life we've got a special going on where we're reducing the initiation fee to $25, and you get the first month free. So unlimited golf, unlimited fitness, take it to another level this weekend.
Chris and Mike, it's been a real battle. He'll come in, and I live out at Hartford, so I play Central Valley. We've been very excited about Central Valley being a part of all these other giant courses. You know, we're just a little country course come to town type thing. But we appreciate all that you're doing. But trying to get the information about new courses that he's going to add, new fitness centers being added, and I'll mention three or four towns, and he'll go, uh-huh. Are you going to at least share with us what you're going to add today?
This past week, we acquired involvement with Hidden Valley out at Brandon.
Well, you did that last month. Now, come on now. Oh, you got to do better than that. Come on now. I keep up with your relationship.
Excuse me.
Scoop. Oh. Thanks, Chris.
Yes. We have three courses, a couple nine-hole courses that if we get lucky, we'll be able to announce this weekend.
Okay. So you're still working on that?
Oh, well, I'll guarantee you we'll have at least three more golf courses before the season opens and probably maybe another standalone fitness center or a couple of them before the season opens.
All right. So you got a 1 o'clock news conference today. What are you going to tell people in that 1 o'clock news conference? Chris, I can't ask it any better. Fred Albers taught me how to do that. Fred used to work for me in Texas. So tell me how that all comes together today.
Okay. Well, Baker's Crossing, we've invested almost $500,000 in phase one, which completely redid the clubhouse, put a 4,000 square foot fitness center with state of the art pre-core equipment in there. That's part of it. We've got MB. We finished phase one. We've got over, we did $500,000 worth of renovation and equipment there. Sioux Empire Fitness, we've already redid the pool, redid the basketball court. We've got $500,000 worth of equipment coming that'll be here sometime late March. We're going to do probably a 20,000-foot addition to the Wood Lake, completely redo that. The Lemke Fitness Center out there at Hartford is part of the deal. Willow Run, we've got equipment out there. Nick Overton, who is a local here, great young man as far as athlete and that's been in the fitness and nutrition business for the last 10 years, has become our director of fitness and nutrition, and you'll hear more about him. And then I think the other thing that is really a big part of Great Life Golf is this play everything concept that Michael speak to a little bit about as far as how everything's connected. But the main point is that people are starting to think about golf, and for unlimited golf, unlimited fitness, for about $50 for an individual, it's just a way to bring families together to do things. And our mission is to enhance the lives of families and individuals through golf, fitness, and healthy lifestyles.
Chris Cheddar, Mike Malaska, and Tom Walsh with us. We hear Tom say, and everybody that heard it in October, November, December, January, have said, okay, we need to ask Chris Cheddar and Mike, how is this going to play on the stage in the country? If this is a model that's being set up here, how's it going to work in Arizona? How's it going to work in Virginia? How's it going to work in Boston, where you had to stay at the Y? You know, tell me, I heard that story yesterday. So how's it going to work, guys?
Well, I think it's a great model, and people are going to see how well it does work, and they're going to get excited about it and hopefully get these going around the country and just exposing more and more people to golf.
I don't think there's any way this won't have a huge impact on the whole industry. Golf right now is trying to figure out how to make the game more accessible for more people. The PGA just put out a big program or a big initiative called Hack Golf, which you can go online. They're looking for ideas as to how to
Tom's
grow the game.
Join that.
Tom's the leader.
It was named after me.
Yeah. But what this is this is, you know, Tom and a few of us got together. This is a business model that nobody thought of. And all of a sudden, it took somebody thinking out of the box and looking at golf and the business of golf and fitness and going, well, how about this, when nobody else would do it? And I just think, I don't think this is just here. I think once it catches on, it's going to go national. It's going to have a huge impact on the whole industry.
Well, the big thing is kids and families, getting them involved. I mean, the time restraint on it, the financial barrier to it, we've gotten rid of that. It'll give kids and family, if you want to go out and play four holes, play four. If you want to play 18 or 30, do that. But go out and do things together. That's really why I'm into this thing. I think it's going to be a good business model, but kids and families have to do more things together. Get away from the computers, the Game Boys, the cell phones, and get out there and physical activity and have fun together.
Chris, when you start talking about people being able to afford golf, you run into people all the time saying, we thought we were going to have to go 80 miles away to play at my home course where my folks have a golf cart.
Right.
Now they're talking about the whole family can be out for just a few dollars. They have a place to work out, several places to work out, including 2500 at Baker Crossing that Don Hill would want us to mention today. So it's a big deal. You have been around all over the country. Now, is this something that has been needed for a long time?
Oh, I definitely think so. And as a mother with young kids, my kids are 9 and 11, just putting something, you know, everyone has a budget for their entertainment and the things that you want to do, movies and going out to dinner and that sort of thing. When you look at the price of this, it gives you such an upside to, you know, put that into your budget and know that you could go out there every day with your kids and expose them to this great game, because this is a lifelong game.
We heard Dave Austed and we heard Tom in this very studio talking about the fact that they were kind of inventorying the courses, and they would go out even Saturday and Sunday afternoons, and they weren't full, Mike. That was something that was missing, that you had to be a part of the in crowd to be a part of it, and that group was getting older and smaller as we went along. This seems to reverse the trend.
It certainly does. And with doing what I do with Nicklaus Academies, I'm all around the world and seeing golf as a world venue. And I can tell you, this is not just going to be a thing that's going to work here. This is going to work for corporate America and for golf and fitness around the world. So it's bigger than just Sioux Falls. It just happens to start here. But it answers so many questions and the involvement side of it and making it accessible. You know, that becomes the whole key, is it's now accessible. And like you just said, I learned to play golf exactly the way you said. I went to a little 9-hole golf course, and the head pro would allow me late in the afternoon to go out and play the first and second hole or the third, whatever. That model's gone. You can't do that anymore. Well, this brings it back.
Well, the other thing that I think that'll really help the families, we're going to take the driving ranges and put 3 or 4 par 3 holes there, 2 tees, 8-inch cups, maybe even music out there, and then the kids can go out there, or you want to take your grandkids, or if your wife or girlfriend, not both, are just starting to play golf.
Well, you've learned that.
Yes. No. Thank God she's on her way to Naples. You take the pressure off as far as having 4 good golfers or beer drinkers behind you, but go out there and everybody can hit a shot 70 yards, 50 yards, 110 yards, and just have fun. The motions, Mike's really developed this play everything where everything's connected.
Oh, it is. I mean, motion is motion. And so what's happened with our environment is we sit too much. The fitness industry wouldn't even exist if we didn't have what we have in technology. The fitness industry is out there because what we sustain and develop ourselves through motion has been taken out of our daily lives. So it's about creating an environment where you have to move again. And that's going to be healthy for everybody.
We have the Golf Expo this weekend. Now, are these two fine young people going to be there, available for people to talk? Already had Brownie here hit somebody up for an autograph this morning on an Austed golf ball. You know, that's how hard up we were around here.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be the features out there at the Golf Expo this weekend, wearing their Great Life shirts and representing Great Life as well as the golf and fitness industry.
And you do have Austed that's going to be working on some design, some work as far as people and their swings as
absolutely. And I think, you know, Austed's has partnered with us, and they're going to take over the pro shop at each one of our golf courses.
Plus golf addiction. The simulation is surprised me. And, you know, Chris, I'd like to know if you have ever played any of the simulated courses. If not, why? And if you think that hitting off a mat really helps you, particularly, well, it's got to help you in January and February. Where else are you going to go unless you go see somebody in Arizona?
Yeah. Well, I have not played a round from beginning to end, but I've hit on them. And, you know, I think it's great. I think just using those muscles and keeping your golf swing just a little bit during the winter helps you to be ready in the spring.
Age, is this going to lower the people that are playing as far as the age that are now interested in golf? They now feel that they have the opportunity and that they are going to be able to go the multiple courses, multiple communities that Tom and Great Life has brought together.
Well, I think it opens it up for everybody. I mean, I think it's kind of age doesn't matter. I mean, you've got people who are older that are quitting the game because they can't play 9 holes or they can't play 18 holes, so they shy away from it because they don't think they can make 9 holes. Okay, well, go play 2. You get younger people, families that go out, and kids don't have that focus level for as long. And so the dad takes them out, and after the second hole, they get a little bored. Okay, well, let's go in and let's go swimming or something. So this is such a marvelous opportunity to create an environment and give access to everybody to come out and be involved in it at their discretion and what fits their time frames. That's the big deal.
Membership. We don't have a lot of time left, but I know you want to mention getting people signed up because we're not far from spring.
No. This weekend and next weekend at the Sportsman Show, we're going to have the same special, $25 initiation fee of first month free. So it's a heck of a deal. Get out there, get your kids and family together and have fun. One of the things I think that's really added to it by doing that Hidden Valley out there in Brandon, you've got 18 holes of par 3 that the kids and the families can have a ball with and take the stress off. We're even thinking of maybe like Monday, Wednesday, Friday at one of the courses doing 8-inch cups and then at, say, Baker's Crossing Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So getting fun. We're even looking at maybe even putting satellite radios on the golf carts as far as the music goes.
I like that.
Yeah, for sure.
So, and doing music on the driving range. I mean,
there you go. You picked the right music.
You bet.
You got to figure out what the right format is.
Well, for you, it'll be geriatrics.
Oh my goodness,
Lawrence Welk. Lawrence Welk.
I have that coming after what I did with you.
People will start deciding when they practice by the schedule of what we'll be playing.
Tom Walsh, Mike Malaska, Chris Cheddar. First time I met you was 1997. It was a golf tournament
here.
Got
married.
Had nothing to do with me, I would tell you that. It was a Make-A-Wish golf tournament.
Okay.
Meg Mallon was here that time, if I remember right.
Yeah, we always had different people. We tried to keep mixing it up.
You did. But you know what? If I was to have made a wish in 97, it would be that golf is going where it's going now in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And you guys have helped us tell the story today. I know people are looking forward to seeing you at the Golf Expo this weekend. And don't make yourself scarce when we start playing golf here. We need to see you and hear what you have to say. Mike, pleasure to meet you. I know that you're doing great work with the Nicholas side of it, and you will with Tom's side of it. We need you here. We need your voice. Chris, you're a legend here.
Yep. And congratulations on buying Great Life, by the way.
With that $3 million in earnings.
You heard it. Breaking news. When we come back, we're going to see what stocks have done this morning. I wonder what the stock in Great Life's going to be. We'll check that out as It's Your Business continues.